This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's a gorgeous hump day. Hump day!
Hump day!
Midweek already. All downhill from here, which is nice. Hope your day's going great so far. Thanks for having
us.
Of course, you too. Yeah,
it is.
Absolutely,
it's nice.
That's good.
I like it.
Yeah, it's a good day, and it's a good thank you for listening and letting us be part of it. And thanks for being part of our day. And now it's time for Celebrity Trash. I'm excited about this break. I got some fun stuff coming up. It's brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank knows educators and students need access to more personal protective equipment and technology right now. So the Fremont Bank Foundation donated nearly $600,000 to Bay Area school districts to buy supplies to keep people safe while learning continues for our community's youth. Thanks, Fremont Bank. They've been great through this whole thing, supporting local schools and businesses and supporting the station. Like, these are people who said, you know, we're sticking with you. And we really appreciate it, Fremont Bank.
Yeah, we do.
So I'm going to start with this. Bryn and I were just cackling about it this morning. And it's a YouTube video that we're going to put up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. And it just is, it's the peek behind the curtain that you don't always get. It's because the Oscars just happened. So people are talking about it. And this video just sort of got started handed around. It's been up since 09, this video. It's not a new thing. And it's video of Cuba Gooding Jr. getting his Jerry Maguire statue, his Oscar. So, and that happened. Isn't Jerry Maguire from the 90s? So this wasn't even posted until years later.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows the actual cast of the broadcast of the Oscars, but then it shows the person who was directing. And so it cuts back and forth between what's happening on stage and what this guy is doing backstage to get the cameras, and he sees what's happening and he starts the music. And it's so at first it's just he's cut and he snaps his fingers every time he says camera four and snaps his fingers. So that one gets switched to, and he's and they're all there's a ton of people back there, and they've all got their big binders. And so they know what's going to happen on each thing. And it just it builds up just to this crazy finale. All right, so here we go.
All nine, nine. Ready, 12, 12. Ready, 15, 15. I've seen him get that Oscar now. Right up on him. Ready, three. Three,
I
music
know I
out.
Have a little bit of time,
stay
so
with
I'm
the previous
rush to say everybody.
Get the
you
other
can't
nominees.
Wait, I won't be mad at you. Tom said, don't forget to thank your wife.
Ready, 11.
I'll never forget
11.
To thank my high school sweetheart.
I don't know that we can... It might be hard to make out when you're just hearing the audio, but it's fascinating to watch this guy as he's, and it gets to this fever pitch by the end, because if you remember, he brought the house down with his enthusiasm and his happiness. So cut to the part where they're about to play him, because this guy even cues the music.
Thank you, Father God, for putting me to what you put me to, but
Can
I'm
run?
Here and I'm
happy. Music.
I just want to, here we go. Okay, the studio, I love you. And Cameron
six.
Keep the music playing.
And the crowd is just starting to go bananas.
Ready, 12, 12. Ready, 13, 13. Ready, 10, 10. Ready, 2, 2. Ready, 3.
And they're flipping to different people in the audience.
It's so funny because we're so used to seeing these shots, them flipping through shots, you know, and it's just like, who knows that this is happening behind the scenes, you know?
I used to do that for my internship.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, at school. It was called technical directing. So what he's doing, like yelling, I never seen anybody snap, but somebody is usually hitting those buttons. So whatever.
Right, as he's calling them out. Yeah, but so he's got probably all the squares in front of him.
Yeah, so I would sit next to the director and I had all the squares in front of me and she would yell and I would punch
and you do the flip.
Yeah,
oh
so
my
he would
God.
Be like ready nine and then I would have nine ready and then she'd go nine. So I would just go back and forth between the two. It's very fast paced.
It's a great clip to watch too, because we all saw that, and if you know, even if you didn't see it live, you saw the clip of it at some point, right? Because it was so exciting when he won and he was just so enthusiastic and just like and the place is going crazy, and then at the end he yells, you know, that was effing great. What a way to, what a finale. Like, it's just, and he's, you know, he's as excited as anyone else. Like, he's really into it. Anyway, we put that up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. If you have a couple minutes, I think it's 4 minutes long. If you have a couple minutes, watch that, because
that's a good clip.
It's a great one.
It just shows behind the scenes how intense it can get for those people.
Well, it's funny that you've actually had experience doing
it's
that.
Fun.
Because
it's actually really fun. It's intense. And then once you are done and you look at what you did, you're like, oh, that was actually really cool.
Yeah, that's amazing. Right, because you're in it.
You're in it and you're like really stressed out. And then once you take a break and you look at what you did, you're like, oh, that's really good.
Oh, this guy, he's like a rubber band too, like getting stretched.
The whole snapping thing would have probably set me off, but
he snaps when he wants it. And then that's, you know, the guy sees his hand flick out and changes the camera. It's really neat. Anyway, very exciting. Oh, makes me miss our guy Vaughn.
Yeah, that's kind of the same thing with the looking glass. Yeah.
He was saying that to himself. Camera three, ready? Okay, camera three. Execute.
Yeah, and then he would execute.
Camera two, ready?
He's like, right hand, left hand, right hand, left hand, right hand.
Well, the only thing I took away from that is the Oscars used to look a lot different.
Yeah, they looked better. It looked like a real show.
Yeah. And and it was, you know, those were huge stars they're pointing to in the audience. And I don't know. I didn't see this year's Oscars, but I should say I only saw 10 minutes of this year's Oscars, but the crowd, there was no crowd.
No, and I will say where they set it up at that train station, it looked like kind of a rinky-dink production. Yeah. I didn't think it was well lit. I just thought,
Vinny's the one who said it when he was like, it looked like the Golden Globes.
Yeah.
I couldn't, I'm like, this looks like a different award show. And then when Vinny said that, I was like, that's what it is.
Well, they had to keep everyone separated.
They were very close in those tables.
They were.
Too.
I thought so too.
I just think it's that there's a look at the two. You're seeing the difference. If you watch the Oscars of this year, go look at that clip that they just posted and you'll go, oh, that's what they used to look like.
So that's how you do a show. Like
Right.
This is just, I saw this and went, this is the best story of the day. So here it is, you guys. As far as I'm concerned, look, it'll never happen.
Uh-oh.
In fact, I don't think it can happen. I'm pretty sure this guy's got outstanding warrants in California. But Randy Quaid, that guy, he's amazing. He's just, every time he pops up, he's doing his wife with, like, what did he have? Did she have, like, a Obama mask on or something? Like, there's just all these, I can't even remember. I don't even know what his politics are because he's so frazzled. But he was illegally living in someone's guest house, and then he owed a bunch of money for something, and then they fled to Canada. And it just gets more and more exciting. And also, there's a huge conspiracy to kill him. It's the star killers or the star effers or something. Mm-hmm. He's got a whole thing. So anyway, all that aside, Randy Quaid is, quote, seriously considering running for California governor.
No.
He's still mad about all his legal problems. He tweeted this yesterday. He's thinking about becoming the second B-list celebrity to jump into the attempt to recall Governor Gavin Newsom, telling his followers he's seriously considering a run for governor. This is on Twitter. He says, I'm seriously considering running for governor. The prosecutorial corruption in California, especially Santa Barbara and the Bell scandal, is rampant, and I promise that if elected, I will clean up the district attorney offices throughout the state. # Randy Quaid for CA Gov. It's not clear whether he would be eligible or not, because he is still considered a fugitive in the state of California due to unresolved legal issues stretching back more than a decade.
I thought him and his wife trashed that place they were living in.
And they were also living there illegally. Like, weren't they living on someone's property because the people just weren't there?
I can't remember all the details, but I assume he tweeted that from Canada. No,
I don't.
That was the last we heard was he was in Canada.
Some hotel in motel in Canada. He is still considered a fugitive here in California. This is unresolved legal issues more than a decade old. Quaid and his wife Evie are wanted in Santa Barbara on felony vandalism charges from 2010 after authorities said they were found squatting in the guest house of a home that they had previously owned. So they ended up moving to Canada. She was granted citizenship there. He was denied his request for permanent residency, but lived there illegally until 2015. He was arrested after crossing the border into Vermont. And then they're saying ahead of being deported by the Canadian government, they're trying to extradite him from Vermont, but a Vermont judge denied the request. Oh, Vermont, come on. Give him up. There it is. He's a well-known Trump supporter. He would presumably run as a Republican. And they say if it happens at all, it'll almost certainly amount to nothing more than a hopeless vanity campaign at best. Although, you never know. Sometimes people go, dude, that'd be funny if that happened. And then they're like, oh, God, that happened. Mm. Yeah, I thought I was the only one who thought it would be funny and voted for that.
It's not funny anymore.
Yeah, don't do it, you guys, because enough people think it's funny and suddenly it's totally not funny anymore. Anyway, Randy Quaid, seriously considering a run for California governor. Good luck
weird,
to him.
The video from back then was him and his wife, and she was wearing a mask of Rupert Murdoch.
Oh, Rupert Murdoch.
Yeah, remember that?
I remember something. They did do a porn. He's behind her. And
yeah, he starts doing some weird stuff. Like, this is just bizarre.
It's so weird. It's super bizarre. So weird. Then they say, and then he simulates or actually performs sex with his wife. One of those. They didn't have the close-up image so many people enjoy. Anyway, Randy Quaid, he's still around, guys. He's reared his head. Burning Man's canceled.
Oh,
I saw that yesterday. You must be heartbroken.
I'm not. I wasn't going to go anyway. It was supposed to happen between August 26th to September 3rd in Nevada, in the desert. They don't come right. Look, COVID, hello, we're all aware, but things are opening back up. And I'm actually surprised to hear that they decided to stop it. It looks like Nevada was trying to put a serious limit on how many people they could have go, and that was part of the problem. I have no idea if maybe that just doesn't make it profitable for them, or because they said they wanted to cap it at like 69,000 people, and they said, we've already got 65,000 people committed to doing this thing, because there's a lot that goes into it. You can even you can get blocks of tickets if you agree to host a party for certain days, and there's always something as you walk through all the parking. There's always something going on. Like, we're going to do free margaritas on Friday. Whatever. Okay, here's your pass for all, you and all your people. So they've canceled it.
Good. And as they should.
Oh, well, it is end of August. Won't all this be over by then, Vinny? You promised me June 1st.
Well, I would like that to be the case. But I don't necessarily think going. Well, let me put it to you like this. Putting caps and restrictions on a party that is actually supposed to be about no restrictions. I mean, isn't it?
It kills the vibe, man.
Isn't it supposed to be about, doing whatever drugs, dressing any way you want, being artfully inspired?
You have to have some money to go to Burning Man. So, yeah, as free as it is, it's totally the opposite of free. Mm-hmm. I mean, isn't it $1,000 a ticket?
And then, I don't even know. I would
then
never
you got
go
to buy
that.
All your drugs, Vinny.
There
you know,
isn't any
you got
to
get
I'd
there.
Go to that.
Oh my God, I know. Yuck. Just and forget everything else. The dust alone would that be the end?
In my day as a teenager, I'd have gone.
Oh,
to that.
I'm sure you'd
now,
have loved it,
no.
Right? Mm-mm. Yeah, it's the opposite of what I want to do with my week.
In fact, I'm sure I'd have made the news. If I'd have been there in my day. But,
oh, darn it. Why didn't Burning Man start in time for you?
I mean, when I see that, I think, oh, my God, LSD, nudity. I'm sure this is just.
It's a dream come true.
It's a recipe for me to just explode, be done.
Or maybe live your best life. I don't
maybe.
Know.
Maybe.
You know, always be able to look back on those memories. Think of the stories we'd be hearing right now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when I was a whippersnapper and I went to Burning Man.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we should.
Vinny gets banned from Burning Man his first year there. They're like, we'll let anything goes here except for you. You're
except
out.
That guy.
Yeah.
Maybe we should have your husband on our secret show when we get that going again, and we should talk to him about his Burning Man experience.
Haven't we?
I don't think we have.
Yeah, I'm sure he'd like. God, you know how Burning Man people are. They're like, oh, yeah, I'm over Burning Man. And then you dig just a scratch of the surface and boom, all the stories start coming out.
Do you know if he went to the orgy tent?
He did go to the orgy tent.
Oh!
He said he went just to look, and I choose to believe him.
Okay.
So, but here's the thing. He went with Dan and Danielle, who are crazy. I love them. Crazy. So yep. When we hang out with them, I just am like doing anything to redirect the conversation away from Burning Man because they just start walking down memory lane.
Oh.
Oh, you missed out, Sarah.
Remember in the orgy tent?
Yeah, I remember that.
That one time.
He went there with Danielle's sister.
Me and Dan switched up.
Because dudes can't just walk in there alone. You got to have someone with you.
Right.
He wanted to check it out. I forget what he said about it, actually. Yeah, he can absolutely come on The Secret Show. And
That'd be fun.
Talk to him about that.
Okay.
What time is it? Oh, I got plenty of time.
What time is it?
Okay. The best thing about having your own action figure is you get to play with yourself all day.
Okay. I like where you went with that. That's
yeah,
fun.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks very much.
I'll give that one to you. Ding,
thanks.
Ding.
Thank you. Thanks. I can't actually claim ownership on it. Timothy Chalamet says I've been playing with myself all day. He's got his own action figure, to be clear. Come on, Adele.
What does he do?
He is in Dune or the upcoming Dune remake, whatever.
Who cares about that?
Everyone cares about that.
They do?
Yes. I love Dune.
You love Dune?
Love Dune.
I don't think I've even ever seen it.
Well, I definitely maybe saw the movie, but those books. It's the books. They're absolutely great sci-fi, crazy ass happening on that planet. It's awesome.
All right.
And I want to say there's like, I don't know, 10 books. But after about the third one, I fell off. I don't want to give any spoilers away, so I won't say. But, I feel like when I talk to other Dune fans, that's a similar. Yeah, I started book four, and I just went, I think I might be done with this. But book one, amazing. Book two, incredible. Book three, okay. Book four, yeah. Dune, though, the story is being brought back to life. Once again, Timothée Chalamet will play Paul. I think his name's Adibes. I don't know. I've only ever read it, so I don't know what let me see if I can. I'm not seeing the name spelled out here. It's like Adibes, something like that. But he's got, and so then I went, I might have to buy the Timothée Chalamet action figure so I can play with him all day.
Okay.
Love him. And it's out there. It's McFarlane Toys Dune. Oh, Paul Atreides. Atreides. I think that's how you say it. 7-inch action figure. Ooh, 7 inches.
Oh, wow.
And he actually on Instagram, he's having the little guy perching on a chair, watching a show. He's got him sitting on a guitar and he's got a pick and he's a 7-inch action figure. So he's got this, looks like he's got a tray in his hands. It's really cute. He posed him in all these different, he's got his hand on the remote, this little action figure.
Only 7 inches though, huh?
7 inches is
that's too bad.
It's more than enough, Finn. More.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, sure.
Oh.
Yep. That's fine. So Timothée Chalamet, he's got his own action figure. And it's $19.99 on Amazon. You can pay more. Don't worry. There are people who have it in package and want to sell it to you for $40. And it was certainly very easy to find.
I never know whether I can trust you or not. You always give and then take away. Seven's more than enough. And then in a few minutes, you're going to say, oh, my God. Please.
I looked at that and laughed.
I'm not the size queen.
I look at that and point and laugh.
The size queen,
I would just
she left the show.
Date over.
Seven. Listen, five is probably fine. I mean, it's, you know.
Oh, now you're pushing it. Oh,
it's. I've always said it's girth, not length, everybody. I've always said that. I am not. Yuzette had a totally different stance on the thing.
The thing. All right.
The thing that you guys are totally concerned with, that even though I mistakenly made a 7-inch reference to an action figure, and now that's all you can think about. What were you thinking?
What does that mean?
You know exactly what that means.
No,
all right, let me see here. I got a minute. I'm just going to tell you a story about what a hero Tom Cruise is. We all know that Tom, sometimes he's the only person who can save the day. Sometimes something's going on, he's the only one. Tom Cruise has been doing this whole real-life action hero thing for a long time, a lot longer than you probably realize. Back in 1987, he and Elizabeth Shue were on the set of the movie Cocktail. That's right, where he played a fancy bartender. And they were doing a beach scene. So this is like 1987. There's a cinematographer named Bill Bennett. He was filming some beach scenes from a helicopter.
What's...
And after every few scenes, they'd run the scene a few times, and then they would set the chopper down, and they would look at what they'd shot. And Tom and Elizabeth Shue would come, they'd run over to the helicopter and take a look. And, you know, with the cinema, make sure everything's up to snuff. I'm sure the director obviously had to take a look. So because they kept landing and taking off, the pilot just left the rotors running while they were on the ground. Which seems sandy. Seems like there'd be a lot of dust and sand in the air because they're on a beach. But that's not the issue. So one time after viewing the scenes, Elizabeth takes she takes off running towards the back of the chopper. Like she's going to, you know, we're done watching the scenes and she goes running. So this Bill Bennett, he's the cinematographer. He tells this story. The area at the back of the helicopter where the tail rotor is spinning is deadly. It's invisible when it's spinning. And it's low enough that it's a problem. He says, if you walk into it, you're dead instantly. It'll kill you instantly. So even back then, Tom knew his way around aircraft because he's Tom Cruise. And he knew Elizabeth was in danger. So the action hero in him sprung into action. He lunged at her legs and tackled her. And at first she was like, what the? And then he pointed up at the glistening rotor, spinning, waiting for her head to hit it. And then she turned white. And she said, you've saved me, Tom. Does this mean we're together forever? No, it doesn't.
I was going to say, did they kiss after?
They did. Well, maybe. I mean, that was, see, now that would have been. She,
like, you know,
I need to reaffirm that I'm still alive. Let's go to the hotel.
Yeah.
No.
Would it be too much to ask? I mean, if he saved my life, I'd probably kiss him. If he said, you know what I need, I'd probably say, well, you earned it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have lips or a head to be kissing you with had you not saved me.
No.
Get over here, big fella.
I'd be pulped. Yeah.
And let's make this happen.
So thank God he saved Elizabeth Shue and she could go on to make Leaving Las Vegas. And I don't know, did she do Babysitter Diaries? I'm not sure. I feel like she's been in some stuff. I don't know. Andrew Shue would have been down a sister.
Is there time to chew gum?
Oh, to get your breath fresh?
Well, if we're going to kiss, if I'm going to kiss Tom Cruise, I'd love to freshen my breath up. Yeah. It's probably too much to ask to go brush.
Right, so maybe someone's, don't they say you suck a lemon and that clears your breath up?
What?
That's what I've heard. It makes all the saliva go in your mouth.
You want your first kiss with Tom Cruise to be all lemony?
I want it to be sour and sweet.
Oh.
No, thanks.
Yeah.
I never heard of that, though. That's interesting.
I've heard it's like a palate cleanser.
Yeah, okay.
Small stick of peppermint. That's all. I'll take a couple chomps and then...
spit that out into the sand. That's where it belongs. And then make out with Tom Cruise.
And then he can have me.
Yeah. Any way he wants.
Well, what are you asking? I mean, is he trying to dark star kiss me?
No,
is that what you...
I'm not
Are you asking me if that's what he's up to? He wants to turn me over?
If he wants that...
Yeah, sure.
All right, great. Good to know.
I mean, we all need to take our hits for the show, right? I would notch with him. I mean,
absolutely.
You've made some impressive notches that I often
brag about. I've literally never notched.
Oh, yeah, right.
I've had notch opportunities, but I have never...
Let me ask you a question.
I've never actually cut the notch, yeah.
Have you...
No, it's time to take a break. I feel like it's time for a break. Hit it. Nikki, do it.
Sarah... and Vinny. Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.